people who've clicked on really risky-looking ads, what actually happened when you committed? My dad, rest him, kept getting viruses on his laptop because of these ads. But it's the specific ones that chat at you by name, you know? So he knew, in retrospect, that these ads were what was messing up his computer, but he kept falling for them because they'd address him by name. So he always figured that it must be someone he knew, because they wouldn't just chat and call him by his first name otherwise, right? Oh, Dad. Oh gosh, I used to work at one of those places that provides captions for hearing-impaired telephone users, and I listened to one side of a call between an old man and his adult daughter.
Dad, I told you to not click on those links.
No, I'm not replacing another computer for you. I told you not to click on those links. Those are not real girls. It's a scam.
Do you really think there are single girls in your area? In North Dakota? You're 85 years old. Why would they want to meet you?
It went on a while longer with more in the same vein. It was the second funniest crap I'd heard at that job, even if it was a little sad when the daughter acknowledged that she knew her father was lonely. Used to be one of the people who bought these ads to promote those sites. 90% are cash grabs, populated by bots or paid girls to lead guys on. They have some real users. Most of the users are still bots or hired folk. You might even end up talking to Misty, who is actually Davinder from India. It's cheap to get real humans from developing countries. I clicked on one of them that told me, "This game will make you come in 2 minutes," out of curiosity. Played some Star Trek derivative game for about 6 months, and it was actually kind of fun. I never came while playing it, though. A couple of years ago, a young guy, he must have been a teenager around 16 or 17, came to my door and told me that he's looking for this girl, who he met through some stupid explicit dating site, and she gave him my address to meet. I told him that I live here by myself, I'm a 28-year-old man, and all of the women who've been here since I moved in here are not from that particular site, I believe. But he was too adamant and was sweating hard by now, so I asked him to come in and sit and gave him a glass of water. Then I asked him how much he had paid for that, and he looked down and said $750. So again, I asked how he'd managed to pay, and he replied, "Mom's card." So after a small unofficial counseling session, I convinced him to call his parents to my place and played a mediator between the two parties. We, all adults, decided to report this to the police since my address was also used for the fraud, and mother immediately blocked her card. Family invited me for dinner for keeping their son calm during a panicking situation, and we all laughed over a drink after the poor kid went to sleep. Honestly, that's probably the best possible resolution that could have come out of the situation, even with the $750 down the drain. Also, this topic is by its nature going to talk about the kind of content where actors take their clothes off and do the deed together. To avoid getting demonetized, I'm going to use the word prawn instead of the usual one. Case in point, I clicked one of the ads for one of those $1 trials to one of the big-name prawn sites. Reality Kings, maybe. This was a while ago, I don't really remember. I figured I'd see what might make prawn actually worth paying for, and either way, I'd only be out a dollar. First, it ended up being $2, not because of any weird fees, but they charged my card twice. But I trudged on because, what's $2? And I can complain to them later. So I get their email like, "Thanks for signing up for the trial. Click here to check out our content." I click there. I immediately get two more emails being charged twice in the amount of something like $40 each. At this point, I don't even bother. I immediately close everything and fire up their customer support. I tell them that I paid $1 for a trial, got double charged, and proceeded to click on the link given to me in the email thanking me for signing up, and then was instantly double charged $40. The support rep told me I was charged because I went to a premium area not included in the free trial, and by going into that area, I automatically agreed to pay for a full subscription. I told her, "No, I clicked on the link you sent me, I'll be taking a refund." She said they don't give refunds. I told her that they'll give me a refund or my bank will be giving me it. Suddenly, they magically gave refunds. I never got the $2 charge back, but $2 to learn that even the big-name prawn distributors will try and screw you out of your money, so I shouldn't ever bother actually paying for that content was all right in my book. A friend in an online game was active military in Afghanistan. He used to joke that he'd see those ads, "Beautiful girl 3 miles from your location wants to meet you," and he'd be like, "Get the frick out of there, you're in danger. This is not the time to be looking for guys on the internet." A serious reply here. One day I was curious, so I just thought, F it, and I signed in with a fake ID. It was some kind of dating site where men are only sporadically allowed. Of course, I was one of the happy few. Fancy that.
The site itself seemed like a regular dating site. The main difference was that a ton of ladies were sending me messages. They actually seemed really interested, but obviously they were all bots. They wanted you to sign up for a premium account for a monthly fee, but I was not curious enough for that. It was quite the anticlimax. I like those, meet local randy women in your insert small town area, because I always think, wait a minute, I am one of those right now, so why aren't they asking me if I want to hook up with guys in my town? My old roommate got scammed by advertisements like this. Bought a book for $50, called The Iron Man's Wang. It gave him exercises and stuff to do to grow his eggplant's size. It obviously did nothing, but he didn't stick with it for very long and gave up. When he told us about it, we told him he was scammed.
Where can one find this book? I'm asking for a friend.
I clicked on the fruit one, not out of real interest, but just to hear the bullcrap. It was at least a 30-minute PowerPoint slideshow type video with a guy talking about his tiny wang and how it's now huge. He talked about eating this magical fruit from the Congo because black people in Africa are hung. But you have to eat it with certain other fruits. He never mentions any of the other fruits, by the way, and then says he made pills out of the fruit's magical eggplant growing ingredients. I brought pills for my member and they gave me stomach issues for about 6 months. I have to admit that I was incredibly surprised that there were hot local singles in my small town. My grandma's boyfriend started paying $7 to send a message, $7 to open a message, to a pretty Thai girl online. They fell in love, so my mother made a fake account and got the same girl to propose to her within a single message. My grandma didn't find out that my mother had done this, but she did see the evidence of the rest, and that boyfriend is no more. I have a story from the other side of this. I used to be a bottle server at a nightclub. I had these regulars who would often come in once, twice, or three times a week. They would rack up bills oftentimes as high as $3,000 on a regular basis. They were quite young, probably late 20s. My club charged every card an automatic 20% gratuity. They knew this, but they would always throw in an extra $100 for me. They were almost always on a substance while they were partying, and they often tried to convince me to take some while working. Yeah, fat chance, I love my job. They would get like 6 bottles of champagne and just hand glasses to anyone who walked by. I served them consistently for months. They were always very secretive about what they did to make all that money. Over time, I pieced together enough little bits of information I'd gathered from various members of the group at various times, and finally figured out the source of their wealth. They stole people's identities and credit card information through pop-up ads on adult sites. They were all computer wizards and seemingly worked separately and independently, but had somehow found each other through some underground community meetup of hackers and scammers, if I recall correctly. By then, I believe they'd begun working together quite frequently, but I'm unclear on their working relationship, just not the nature of their business. They claimed to make hundreds of thousands per month doing this, and they certainly spent money like that was the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was a gross exaggeration, as I'd caught them embellishing various different things on numerous occasions.
I've tried playing the racy-looking games, but they never actually show the fun bits of the body, and they're boring.
And it's always a looping gif of some SFM prawn montage of an Overwatch character or something. Or this one, I only remember it now because it made me laugh so much. It was a really crude animation of a guy and a girl doing the deed, and in the background there was a girl with a really large sombrero, really violently strumming on a guitar. It was just so ridiculous looking. I shan't forget it for a while. A channel I used to watch went out of their way to play these sorts of games whenever they popped up, properly censored, of course, for YouTube. It feels like from the amount of censoring going on, a lot of them do actually show naughty bits and the doing of the deed, but maybe they were better at finding those. I was a young 18-year-old lad and bored. I saw the usual ad of click here for fun girls in your area, and I thought to myself that I had fraud protection, so I was all good. The website took my entered card info and immediately started racking up random charges for gift cards and premium Hotmail.com services. I guess that's a thing. I called the bank support line, quite nervous as I was paying for adult services and was still uncomfortable talking about that kind of thing. The guy at the bank was a total bro and literally said, "Oh, you lost your card at the mall. I'm sorry to hear that. Let me reverse those charges and get you a new card." Never once had I mentioned a lost card or the mall. Would have been a life customer if they hadn't closed that branch. There was one about psychology of women and how to get laid more often. Spoilers, it's a man on a 30-minute video talking about nonsense. Then at the end, he gloats about his money. I now know the secret to getting laid more often. Find a girl, talk to her about nothing important, tell her I have money, invite her to my place. Apparently it works 2 out of 3 times. I saw an ad about a video on how to do the deed longer while controlling exactly when you splooge. The curiosity got the better of me, so I clicked on it. The video was about 34 minutes long. The first 10 minutes was just about a guy talking about how he'll tell you the secret in just a few minutes. He rambled on and on about how he was a loser in college and the army. He talked about how he struggled through basic training, but he managed to power through it by putting mind over matter. So he thought he could try putting mind over matter when it came to doing the deed. He also showed his before and after pics of his time during school in the army. They weren't even the same person, but he apparently takes home 5 different women every week now. Around the 20-minute mark is when he finally revealed the big secret. The big secret to not arriving and lasting longer is to just not think about it. That's it. So when you're in bed with someone and getting close, just don't think about it at all and your problems will be solved. The last 10 minutes of the video was him advertising something completely different that I can't even remember what it was. I think it was a book or something. I was again curious as to the price of the item, so I clicked on the link, but was redirected to a checkout on a shady website asking if I want to go ahead and pay over $2,500 for a lifetime supply of pills for my eggplant. I probably got a ton of viruses, but now I can go on with my life knowing those videos are bogus. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. Speaking of sausage enlargement ads, I hate the ads that you see on relatively tamer sites where the ad is like, "Men need to see this," and it shows some weird clamfish thing that resembles a male member. Either way, the answer is inevitably going to be viruses. Not prawns like all the others, but my grandma clicked on one of those "Get a free MacBook Air for filling out this survey" ads. She did the survey and actually got a MacBook Air. I don't know if she got any viruses, fraudulent charges on her card or whatnot, but they did deliver on their promise. I thought it was neat, but I'd never do it myself. I messaged her on Facebook about it, and she said it ended up costing her money with all the peripherals and Mac services and such, but the base laptop itself was free. I remember when I was about 15, I came across a Russian girl, probably a bot, and I ended up mailing her all the time. They never asked for money, but they just talked about their life and stuff. It was like a pen pal that just sent me pictures of themselves undressed every once in a while. Then one day they just stopped responding, and I haven't clicked any of those links since.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was a terrible 18-year-old who had just moved to a new city for college and knew nobody. Through one of those pop-ups, I found a hookup site that was something cheap, like $3 a month. I signed up for the free account and got some messages, but to reply, I needed to be a paying member. I put $10 on a prepaid Visa card so that if I got scammed, it was only for 10 bucks. The 1 month I had the account, I got no messages. The day my month expired, I got 7 messages from different girls who'd be way out of my league if they were real. Not stupid enough to fall for it again, I closed my account. $3 spent to learn that those websites are bullcrap is a fairly cheap lesson. Thank you for an actual response. Worth noting, it's not just fake-looking hookup sites that do this. The highly advertised Ashley Madison website does it too. There's basically no real female users on that one. It's all staff trying to bait subscriptions. Literally last night, I said, F it, and clicked on one of the enlargement ads. Literally all it was a 50-minute video of a bunch of women saying that size matters, and if your member is under 7 inches, you're out of luck. Not signed up as such, but a mate of mine met a girl on one of those cam sites you can just flick through, past all of the wangs. Anyway, she was amazing and did everything you want, including getting him to play as well. I added him on Facebook, legit pictures apparently, and she was gorgeous. Next minute, she disappears off camera and instead a video plays of him cranking off. She comes back and says it's going to cost him £500 or she'll send it to his entire Facebook list. He panicked, deleted his entire Facebook account, and to this day is too scared of opening it back up just in case. I didn't commit, but my antivirus program popped up saying that it blocked an attack after clicking one of those ads. In the name of science, I clicked on one of those ads after reading this post, and I'm happy I did, because I just won $1 million and a free gift hamper. See you later, suckers.
Hi, I'm a prince of a remote country. If you want to get some more $1 million, send me your bank account information.
A lot of people are beginning their stories with, I was 18 years old. Oh, we know you were younger than 18, mate. Well, back when I was younger, it was all adultfriendfinder.com. Believe it or not, I actually met my wife there. We've been married almost 9 years now. Well, I signed up for Adult Friend Finder because I was sick of the runaround on eHarmony, and I just wanted to do the deed with someone. After sending out about 10 messages, I realized most of them were bots. But then I got one message back from a girl that was 9 years younger than me that didn't follow the same template. I was highly skeptical that it was a scam, but we exchanged a few texts, did a video chat, and we met a week later. 2 years later, we were married and have been for 9 years. At first we told people that we met through friends, then we started saying we met online and being vague about the site. Now we joke about it with people if they really want to know. I mean, the fact that we're 29 stories in and we only just found our first entirely positive one should tell you everything that you need to know about these ads. My dad. He's old. He still thinks you have to pay for prawns. About every 6 months, he goes through an identity theft situation and also has a computer loaded full of viruses. Back when the shady toolbars were still a thing, he'd have 2 or 3 all the time. The last few times I rebuilt his computer, I just left a shortcut on the desktop to uprawn, and then an ad-blocking host file. 9 out of 10 sites saying, fill out a survey or sign up for a free account, take you to a totally irrelevant site to do so and never redirect you back. One of them, I checked the source code, all the click here button did was summon a GIF of a loading bar. Okay, so this was about a year ago, and mind you, I was low on sleep. I'd just finished an 8-hour shift and it was like 7 a.m. So I saw an ad that said something like, enroll now for premium and receive a 14-day free trial, or some bullcrap. Anywho, I typed in my info as fast as possible because at this point I'm very sleepy and very in the mood. I then proceed to crank away all of my fears of any charges, because damn, it was good to have high-definition prawns. Upon finishing my duties, panic sets in and I quickly check my bank account and a lot of charges were pending. I spent the rest of the day trying to contact someone about cancelling my subscription. Long story short, I ended up calling my bank and thanked the skies it was a guy because I didn't feel like explaining this to a woman. I caught chlamydia, or what WebMD told me was chlamydia, from an ex. I was too embarrassed to go to my doctor, I was in my early 20s at the time, so I went to a shady pharmaceutical site that I'd seen pop-ups for. I used my trusty NetSpend prepaid Visa and ordered as much penicillin as I could afford. I kept popping pills until my wang stopped leaking a few weeks later. So I guess that was a win? I swiped right on a super hot and busty lass. It's a match. Right, I'm sure the 22-year-old with perfect body and skin is interested in a bold 35-year-old single father. It happens all the time. A guy I worked with in a crappy local bar ran one of those websites on the side, as well as a scummy amateur prawn site trying to imitate another one. He was totally upfront with us about how much of a scam it was, basically asking you to pay for everything. Send a message, pay. Receive a message, pay. Open a message, pay. He made some decent money off it and the prawn site to the point where he moved out west to further his career in the prawn industry. Kinda wonder what happened to him. I've been on Adult Friend Finder for a while. Half a year, I guess. I can't remember. But there are some users that are real and would like to explore more. It's just that there are way too many fake profiles on there when compared to a real person. I'd say 3 to 7. Some guy on the Joe Rogan show experimented with all kinds of gas station eggplant pills. Things that he thought would help his performance, and the stories are freaking hilarious. He would say that his eggplant would get so uncomfortably swole, like it got bitten by a snake, but he would keep doing it for the girl's shock value. He eventually stopped because the pills are most likely pure poison. After watching a video on YouTube about fraudulent advertisements, I decided to do an experiment. I clicked on one of those games that are advertised, and they need my credit card details to check that I'm a real person. I put in some fake credit card details, and suddenly it says I can't enter the site at this time. You'd have to be really dumb to fall for that. Tinder is full of women within 5 miles from me, none of whom want to do the deed with me. I was bored one night and started chatting with a girl from Collerspace, now called Collerme. From the very beginning, I knew it was a scam, but I had nothing better to do, so I played along. She kept trying to get me to sign up for her premium site. She would say things like, "It says that they'll charge you, but it won't. It's just so I can send you pics." I played along and said that I'd signed up. She was obviously looking at some part of the system because she started asking me to send her the screenshot of me signing up. The scam was getting so obvious it was cringy by this time. I could tell she was about to give up, so I started saying random tech-sounding stuff like, "Well, maybe it's because the gigabytes don't travel through the Cat 5 of my VPN because I'm on a government computer, and the Teradyne sometimes blocks incoming DDoS Wi-Fi requests." She pretends like she understands and tries to help me troubleshoot it. Eventually, I get bored and tell her I'm not giving her any money. She told me to F off and stopped talking to me. There was a time in my teens where I discovered that Yahoo chat rooms had mature chat rooms where you could meet people for voyeurism and such. At first, it was a lot of fun. I was always in the mood and young and fit, and was not picky at all. Early on, I had a lot of success getting mutual cam sessions between myself and women. It didn't take long before it was overrun by bots who would just try and get you to pay sites. One day, I just decided to follow through one of these cam girl sessions. She wasn't even super attractive and had no one else in her room. It cost me probably about $70, but I was more interested in understanding what her experience doing this was like and such. We just chatted for a bit. Basically found out she was Russian and was hired by a company to put on the shows for terrible pay. Basically, long story short, she ended up quitting the whole cam girl thing because she wasn't getting enough viewers to make it worth it after the middlemen took their cut. We actually exchanged personal emails and kept contact for a number of years. Basically, would send random undressed pictures back and forth, and we still cammed back and forth for mutual voyeurism and fun. And I didn't even have to pay for any of this. Definitely not the outcome you'd normally expect from something like this, but it was fun. She never asked me for money or to try and bring her to the US or anything. We'd just sort of chat when we were bored and in the mood. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.